Hey everyone, this is Rob Motti. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Faith on a Field Show. If you want to hear any of our previous episodes, please check out our website, faithonafieldshow.com. You can also subscribe on every major podcast channel like Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Podbean, and TuneIn. Please like, share, and leave a review so others can find out about the show. We appreciate your support, and here is this week's episode.
This is Dak Prescott, and you're listening to Faith on the Field Show.
Welcome back to Faith on the Field Show. Rob Motti with Remy. If you are tuning in for the first time on radio, you can go to faithonthefieldshow.com and find every episode since we launched in 2017. We have had an incredible lineup of guests, so you can listen to any one of those episodes anytime at your convenience. We're also on Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, TuneIn, Podbean as well. As iTunes. You can also follow us on all of our social media, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Faith on the Field. Sign up for our weekly email list and get our weekly episode delivered right there to your inbox. We love to read your messages, so please keep on sending them in. We really do appreciate you sharing out our episodes and telling anyone and everyone about Faith on the Field. We also have added a new donate link to our site, faithonthefieldshow.com. If you love our show, you love our ministry. Our goal is to put Faith on the Field Show on at least one radio station in every state in the U.S. So please consider prayerfully supporting our mission. Make sure also you follow us on all of our social media platforms. I'm at Rob Motti on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and at Real Rob Motti on Instagram. Remy is at Remy Motti. We'll let you know about speaking appearances and other events that we're hosting. You can also go to my YouTube channel and you can listen to some of my recent messages. Our guest this week is former NFL linebacker Emmanuel Acho. He played 4 years at Texas, earned a degree in sports management, and was a sixth-round pick by the Cleveland Browns in 2012. He spent his only season in Cleveland on injured reserve. He was traded to the Eagles in 2013 for running back Deion Lewis, got cut, signed with the Giants, ended up on a practice squad, got signed off that squad by the Eagles. He spent a few years in Philly, mostly played on special teams. Now his career is definitely on the rise in the media. As I mentioned earlier, all the things that Emmanuel Acho is doing. Fox Sports has expanded the 1 hour Speak for Yourself into 2 hours due to popularity of Emmanuel and his co-host Marcellus Wiley. Their audience has grown substantially since the show launched in June. You'll hear more about Emmanuel's show, Uncomfortable Conversations with a Black Man, and his two-book deal with Oprah Winfrey's imprint in this interview. Emmanuel is a strong believer, and we also dive into social justice issues, and we've talked about those issues and anti-racism and against everything that's happening negatively in this country and in this world, and unfortunately, that's a controversial topic for some because everything has become so political, and that's really sad, and I've said this before, I'll say it again. We cannot allow politics to pollute our heart for other people. We don't talk politics on this show. I have said so many times, I don't put my faith in any politician. I put all my faith in the one who saved me. I put my faith in the one who died on that cross for me. We, all of us, those of us who call ourselves Christians, we have to remember that love, forgiveness, compassion is the core of being a follower of Christ. And for those who don't share the same faith or the same beliefs, love, forgiveness, compassion for others, those should be universal principles. Pastor Kyle Horner, who was a major part of this show for 2.5 years and remains such a great friend, and we can't wait to have Kyle on the show again, he summed it up perfectly when we exchanged some text messages this week. Kyle said, "The heartbeat of Christianity is not love thy nation, it is love thy neighbor." And that doesn't mean we don't love our country, because Kyle's about as patriotic as a man as I've ever met. But love for my fellow brothers and sisters should always come first. So let's focus on love. Let's focus on helping others. Let's focus on what we could do to be a better, more loving, more forgiving, more compassionate neighbor. Here's what Emmanuel Acho has to say about it, and much, much more.
Emmanuel, I covered your two seasons in Philly, and there are guys that you know are going to eventually get a career, work in the media. You're blowing up. You're out there blowing up. I don't know if anybody could have predicted that, Now, Fox Sports has expanded Speak for Yourself with you and Marcellus Wiley from 1 hour to 2 hours. What I thought is so cool about this is you auditioned 4 years ago and didn't get the job. And then 4 years later, you get the gig. I know that irony is not lost on you. What did you take from how that all developed?
Perseverance is key, and timing is everything. Just because you don't achieve what you want when you wanted it doesn't mean you're not going to achieve it. And it was literally 4 years to the date that I auditioned. 4 years later, I believe June 10th, 2016, I auditioned. June 10th, 2020, it's announced that I'm now co-host of the very same show, Speak for Yourself. Mind you, I auditioned before the show was ever in existence. I auditioned when it was still in its embryonic stages. So I learned at that moment, just because you didn't get what you want when you wanted it, doesn't mean you're not going to get it.
And you've also created, Emmanuel, Uncomfortable Conversations with a Black Man, which is for everybody out there. It's must watch. It's must listen. Just spend that time. And obviously 65 million plus people have watched it. So people are gravitating to it. They're listening, they're watching, they're downloading. But you even got commissioner, NFL commissioner Roger Goodell to sit down. And critics will say the NFL may do certain things for PR publicity stunt. To me, and having had conversations in news conference settings with Roger, he seems sincere and genuine. What did you get out of that interview?
People do things often for PR. This was not that to me. First let me answer your question. What I took from that is Roger Goodell has realized he's made mistakes, plenty of mistakes over the course of his life, and more specifically over the course of his NFL commissioning career, more recently around police brutality, around Colin Kaepernick, around social injustice. And he's realized, I'm not too cocky to continue to run down my errors, but rather, let me stop and realize, where did I go wrong? Now, he understands there's still a lot more work to be done. He understands a conversation with me, along with conversations with so many others, is just lip service. But that's the first step. So what I took from that conversation is Roger Goodell at least has the, if nothing else, he has the humility to admit error and now try to figure out how to change what he did wrong and where he went wrong.
Emmanuel, awareness has been raised, and players have used their platform and done a great job to get it out there. What call to actions do you want to see? Do we need to be seeing?
At this point, owners need to sit down collectively with their individual players across each and every team and make decisive decisions for their dependent communities. What I mean by that is this. What needs to occur in Dallas, Texas, with the Cowboys and within that city where I grew up, is not the same action that might need to occur in Los Angeles, California, which isn't the same action that might need to occur in Minnesota, which isn't the same action that needs to occur in Chicago. There are different issues in different communities. And I think that the owners need to discuss with their players, hey, how can we each impact this community? Keep in mind, just because I'm doing Uncomfortable Conversations with a Black Man, just because Commissioner Goodell sat down with me, doesn't mean everybody's still on the same page. I think there are still several owners across the National Football League that don't actually understand the depths of what is going on or why people are protesting about it. There's still a little discrepancy around that. So everybody needs to get on the same page and then figure out how they can act in their communities.
I had this conversation or this question to Philadelphia Eagles owner Jeffrey Lurie, who you know and played for. And Jeffrey is very supportive of the players. And I asked him if he felt that because he's at a different mindset or understanding, showing compassion, if he felt he needed to take a leadership role among his owner brethren and maybe reach out and have those conversations. And he didn't want to say that he's leading the way. And I think he was kind of uncomfortable in that kind of scenario. But I believe that's what's really important. If I say it or you say it or someone else says it to other owners who may not necessarily understand, they need to get it from someone who is a peer, so another NFL owner. How important do you think that is for guys like Jeffrey to have those uncomfortable conversations with other owners?
It's of the utmost importance. People empathize with that in which they're familiar with, even if it's another individual they're familiar with. Here's what I mean by that. Black people have been crying tears, been screaming, been protesting, been heartbroken for years. Even think recently, very recently, Chris Webber, NBA analyst, he shed tears. Doc Rivers publicly shed tears. But then football analyst, white football analyst, Kirk Herbstreit on national television starts crying. And it was as if the whole world stopped. Not because we haven't seen tears before, but we hadn't necessarily seen a white person's tears before. We've seen Black people cry enough tears to fill up a river. But when we saw, when my white brothers and sisters saw one of their own hurting, then they kind of eyebrows now have to raise a little bit further around, okay, what am I missing? So when Jeffrey Lurie, an owner, when owners start to begin to speak up, then I think other owners will realize, okay, maybe there's something here. Maybe it's not just a player thing. Maybe there's actually something here.
Emmanuel, I don't pick up no caller ID phone calls. I always let them go to.
You should.
You've had three turn out to be Roger Goodell, Matthew McConaughey, and Oprah. I don't know what you're doing. First of all, answering no caller ID phone calls, but what goes through your mind when it's Oprah on the other end?
You know what's funny now, and I won't say that, I won't go as far as to say that Oprah and I are like best friends. But at this point, like we're definitely acquaintances. It's cool. The first time McConaughey calls me first, no caller ID. And that's when I was just like, okay, I'm in an interesting space when, you know, Academy Award winners are calling me. Then Oprah, we talked on FaceTime one time and then we continue to talk. And now we just kind of speak as though we have a friendship. So it's really nothing. The last time we spoke, I think we spoke for like 47, 50 minutes. You still have to remember because it's Oprah, who's still calling. So we spoke and she offers a ton of advice and I just try to, like a sponge, soak up as much knowledge as I can. She is one of, if not the best person who's ever stepped foot into the arena of, you know, having conversations. Regardless, I'm calling them uncomfortable conversations, but having and hosting conversations. So I'm blessed to be able to garner wisdom and advice from someone like her.
Now, you ended up signing a 2-book deal with Oprah's imprint in July. The first book, Uncomfortable Conversations with a Black Man, is going to debut November 10th, which happens to be your
30th birthday.
Several books. They didn't start till after I was 30. So steps ahead of me, Emmanuel. Everyone can pre-order that book now at uncomfortableconvos.com. Could you have imagined more than 65 million views already for the Uncomfortable Conversations series and book deals with Oprah?
Not at all. And the beautiful part is that I couldn't have imagined it. If I could have imagined it, I don't think it would be as special for me. I didn't do this for fame. I didn't do this for followers. I didn't do this for books. I didn't do this for Oprah. I did it because after the tragic murder of George Floyd, as a Black man, I was devastated, I was distraught, I was heartbroken, and I was walking around my house saying, I have to do something. Like, God didn't put me on this earth to just talk about football and talk about LeBron James highlight dunks. And I called my best friend, her name is Mo, and she's an Olympic track and field athlete, and I said, hey, can you come help me just like with this idea? I called a wedding videographer, and I said, hey, can you come shoot this idea? First episode, my wedding videographer is my videographer. Mo, an Olympic gold medalist, is my producer, and I am sitting in the chair. And that's how we started it. It wasn't some grandiose idea of, hey, one day we're going to be in LA talking to Oprah. It was, hey, I got to pour out my heart. I need y'all's help. And it's been blessed, man, since. And I'm glad it's more than it's been blessed, it's been blessing others.
That's awesome, man. You just said something there that God didn't put you on this earth to talk about LeBron highlights. I 3 years ago, came to that realization that even though I'm an AP sports writer, I'm a talk show host, I do these things, God didn't put me here on this earth to talk about touchdowns and home runs. And that's how I launched Faith on the Field show, because I wanted to connect athletes who are believers with people out there and just bring the word, bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to the sports platform, man. And it's been incredible. So obviously my favorite episode that you've done was with Pastor Carl Lentz. One of my favorite people, one of my favorite preachers. I love what he stands for. I love his boldness. And I sense a lot of hypocrisy in the church when it comes to racial inequality and social injustice. And speaking out on that is awkward, uncomfortable, and it can cost you. I know, I've been down that road. When I hear people who are believers show lack of empathy and lack of compassion for their fellow brothers and sisters, it drives me crazy. How does it make you feel as a Black man and as a believer?
It's a good question. I realize that oftentimes people, we walk through life ignorantly. Now, it can be intentional ignorance or it can be unintentional ignorance, but it can be ignorance nonetheless. And all of this, when I started Uncomfortable Conversations, because people oftentimes, they don't realize what they don't know. Think about this. 2009, the NFL began to shine a light on breast cancer, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Every October in the National Football League, it's since pivoted to highlight other forms of cancer. Nobody had an issue with the field being littered in pink, pink embroidery, pink towels, pink gloves, because everybody can relate to cancer. You either have a family member who's lost their life or battled cancer, a relative, a significant other, yourself, everybody can relate to cancer. So nobody has an issue with that. But not everybody can relate to police brutality, systemic injustice, subliminal or overt racism. And so since you can't relate to it, it just doesn't bother you as much. And that's the difference. I'm not so heartbroken when I even see people of faith, my brothers and sisters, ignoring the issue, because I understand, okay, you're ignoring it because you can't relate to it. So now let me help you relate to it. Because he who knows what is right and doesn't do it, this is sin, right? That's what the text says. So once you know it's right, now you have the obligation to do it. If you don't know, okay, I'll give you that. But like Maya Angelou said, to know better is to do better. So now that the world is beginning to know better, there's no excuse.
Well said, man. Let me ask you, what can we do, people who look like me, what can we do to help?
First and foremost, let your guard down. That's number one. Number two is listen. I say let your guard down before listen, because if you listen with your guard up, you'll listen, but you won't absorb. You'll just hear. Then listen. Then number three, be a part of the problem, not a part of the solution, actively. And that is calling out lies when you see them perpetuated by the media, calling out the lies that are within your own head. If you're walking down the sidewalk, you see a black woman walking towards you, are you going to walk off the sidewalk because of some sort of stereotypical fear? Or are you going to stay down the sidewalk, acknowledge them, say hello like you would to another white individual? So call out the stereotypes in your own head and then call the stereotypes you see in life.
Before I let you go, since I'm in Philly, I got to ask you about your old football team, the Philadelphia Eagles. They won a Super Bowl in 2017. I was able to write a book called Birds of Prey, P-R-A-Y, about the Christian Brotherhood on that team. As you see players like Carson Wentz, Nick Foles, be outspoken about their faith, how does that make you feel?
Man, it makes me feel empowered. That's what I loved about that Eagles team. That's what I loved about being a part of the Eagles team. It makes me feel empowered. Whenever I see someone being outspoken about their faith, we live in a very volatile society. We live in a very volatile society where some things are becoming incorrect just by the standards of the world. And so when I see people continuing to stand for something so that they don't fall for anything, as the quote goes, it makes me feel empowered to continue to do the same. So I'm always going to be a Birds fan, especially as long as they got good guys on that team.
Well, I'm looking forward to watching more Uncomfortable Conversations with a Black Man. Looking forward to the book, which everybody can pre-order, uncomfortableconvos.com. Emmanuel Acho, man, thank you so much for spending a few minutes.
The pleasure is mine, my friend.
That was Emmanuel Acho. Wow, powerful conversation. We're going to talk about it next. This is Faith on a Field Show.
Karen University is a biblical university located in Langhorne, Pennsylvania, just 25 minutes from Center City, Philadelphia. With NCAA Division III athletics, a strong commitment to the arts, and majors in over 40 professional and academic fields, Karen prepares students to serve Christ as biblically minded, well-educated, and professionally competent men and women of character. Learn more at karen.edu.
Since 1930, the Heritage family has proudly served the communities of South Jersey. From humble roots, Heritage's Dairy Stores now operates 33 convenient locations. Their desire is to become your convenience store of choice, not just because of their welcoming atmosphere, but because of their fresh, quality products. Heritage's milk is still the sweetest, coffee's hot and fresh, and Heritage's full-service delis offer the best local ingredients prepared and sliced on-site, far exceeding the competition. Heritage's Dairy Stores. It's not just our name, it's our heritage.
This is Emmitt Smith. You're listening to Faith on the Field Show.
Welcome to Faith on the Field Show. I'm Rob Motti with my beautiful wife, Remy. So excited to be on another station this week. Mm-hmm. We debuted on 97.5 The Fanatic Philadelphia last Sunday. Now, we are also on 97.9 ESPN Radio, Tallahassee's Sports Monster.
How cool is that?
Very big welcome to all of our new listeners. And of course, it's great to continue to be heard on Positively Different 107.5 Alive. So thank you to our good friend John Yost. That's awesome that we continue to be on there as well. Our guest this week is going to be former NFL linebacker Emmanuel Acho. You might not remember him playing a few seasons with the Browns and Eagles, and he was with the Giants on the practice squad in between 2012 through 2015, but I'm sure you've seen him out there because Emmanuel is a guy whose career has taken off in the media. It's absolutely skyrocketed, and it's very well deserved. He's an excellent football analyst. He's a very insightful speaker. He hosts he's got a two-hour daily show on Fox with Marcellus Wiley, and his show Uncomfortable Conversations with a Black Man that he launched on YouTube and all of his social media channels. It's immensely popular. I know you watched the episode with me when yes. Carl Lentz was on. That was
it's
my
excellent.
Favorite one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really good.
Absolutely
obviously,
yeah.
He had Roger Goodell on there, NFL commissioner. Yeah. So that one was very well received. We'll talk about that. His book deal with Oprah, his interview with Roger Goodell, social justice issues, fighting against racism, and so much more, including, and I love this part, including answering phone calls that come from no caller ID, because Emmanuel Acho has had tremendous luck doing that. So stay tuned and you'll find out who was on the other end of the line when Emmanuel answered those calls. I know you never answer those calls.
I never
answer those calls. I start blocking them often, but Emmanuel's had some pretty good luck. So this week we're going to talk about patience and perseverance, because you're going to hear Emmanuel talk about how at first, the first time he auditioned for the Fox Sports show Speak for Yourself, he didn't get the job.
Yeah.
And then he was announced as the new host 4 years to the day of his audition.
Wow.
And I love what he says about it. He says, just because you didn't get what you want when you wanted it doesn't mean you're not going to get it.
And that's so good.
Isn't that such a great lesson for all of us?
Good.
It really is, because the Bible talks often about patience. There's,
right.
I Googled earlier, and I'm looking, there's like 100-something verses on Bible and patience and perseverance and all. So I pulled out Romans 8:25, but okay. If we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently. Because you know we're never going to get everything we want. That's a simple fact. God is faithful, but His will for us is not always the same as our will for ourselves. So if we want something because it only benefits us, if it's something that's only going to advance our career in a way where we may have some selfish motives, we have to filter that out, because what we want and what we need aren't always the same, you know?
Never the same. They are never the same. I mean, are you serious? What I want is never what I need.
I'm tired of hearing everything you want. I'm honest. Every single day, no
well,
matter
I'm
how
ambitious.
Many times
I don't know.
The day.
See, that's a struggle right there, because I'm ambitious. I am, but God has to humble me every day.
You
he
guys
really
got to
does.
See the text messages of houses every on day. The beach that I get every single day. I want.
Not just that, there's.
Versus
many
what
ways.
I need.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm sure our listeners are the same way. I mean, I'm not
and
the only
and
one.
You know what? There's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing.
There's nothing wrong with that. But when we filter out what we want from what we need, when we trust in the Lord, faithfully, wholeheartedly, trust, submit to Him, He really does provide everything that we need.
And what we want. Let me tell you something. So I love Ephesians 3:20. Can I just go there for a second?
Go.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Ephesians 3:20 goes, now to him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think.
I thought you were
going to
go with, Ask and you shall receive.
Oh,
but go ahead.
I love asking you shall receive.
Read this one again. Read it again.
According to the power that works in it. So Ephesians 3:20 goes, now to him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think or imagine, according to the power that works in us. So that verse right there, I hold dear and near to my heart.
I know you do. Every time you're sending me a house in Florida.
Yeah, so when I ask for the things I want, and I'm not saying, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying I'm holding dear to what I want. I'm holding dear to that scripture that what I want is what God wants for me. Yes. So I have to kind of remember, okay, this is what I want, and I know God knows what I want, but at the same time, I know what he wants for me sometimes could be different. So I need to kind of let go a little bit and have wiggle room for him to grow me and to grow my expectations and to grow the things that he wants me to do. There's a difference.
I think for a long time, there has been this thought process where if you're a believer, as a Christian, you have to be content with lack.
Well, I'm not one.
And
I'm the wrong Christian.
You're not, but that's not the case. And as
definitely not.
God did not put us on this earth just to survive. No. He put us on this earth to thrive.
Absolutely. 100%.
Not to just survive, but to thrive.
Yeah.
Right? So when we go halfway, when we're half-hearted, when we do our own thing, we're not going to get whatever we want.
Yeah.
But sometimes God doesn't give us what we want, not because he knows our true intentions are selfish. No, sometimes he doesn't give us what we want because he wants to protect us from harm or prevent us from trouble, prevent us from misery, prevent us from pain, potential heartache. How many times do you think sometimes you may, and obviously this doesn't apply to you at this point, but maybe have dreamed of a relationship or getting into, maybe you thought you fell in love, you wanted to get married, and God's like, this isn't the right guy, or this isn't the right woman for you, and he's allowed that to,
are we gonna go there,
right, that those relationships not well. I mean, I've been through a lot, right? And here we are, but we have to be careful with our wishes. I think we have to examine what our true intentions are and align with his will for us. But I love what you brought up, because I hate for us to, as we do this show and we encourage people and we inspire people, to let them think that what you need is good enough. We should always have goals. We should always have expectations. We should always have dreams. And we're going to talk about that a little bit after the interview, because Emmanuel talks a little bit about that. And I definitely want to get into that. But I love, go ahead and read that verse one more time.
Let me tell you, that verse, that's gold right there. If you would just like print it and put it in front of you and read it every day. Ephesians 3:20, now to him who is able. So he is able. There's no question there. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly, above all that we ask, think, or imagine, according to the power that works in us. So the power that he has works in us. So you have to stop doubting that the power works, and you have to stop doubting that he's able. Now, what you need to start doing, and me personally, I'm you and me, and our
besides
listeners,
sending me text messages of every house on a beach that you come across,
but we
something else.
No, it's not.
You got to take
that.
Action steps.
I was just gonna say
exactly.
Where are our actions? Mm. I always question my actions, and that's what I think. That's where I fall sometimes, because I always ask a lot of myself. Mm-hmm. So I drive myself crazy sometimes. Like, what are my actions? And I examine my actions and I add actions to the actions. And then I drive myself insane. But you have to take action, because it's not a magic lamp. And it's not going to be like, oh, let me put a poster in front of my eyes and just look at it every day and it's going to come true. And, you know, manifestation happens, but it actually has to take action to manifest.
We talk about this in sports, right? When some athletes who we've had on in the past said, you know, I grew up thinking like God is this genie in a bottle, and I rub
a
rabbit's foot. You rub it for good luck, and hey, help me go get a win. Help me make it to the pros. Right. Help me do this, and then I will. But no, you have to take action. Like, you can't expect to be an athlete, a professional athlete, and not put in the work. You have to put in the work. Yeah. So when you have a goal, you have a dream, you have a vision. I have a goal. I have a dream. I have a vision. I don't want to live in lack. I want to live in abundance, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I have to take action.
Right.
Use the gifts God gave me mm-hmm. so I can go about trying to put myself in the best position
yeah.
to achieve and attain everything that he has
right,
for me.
Right. And, you know, going back to the point of what he was saying, when he did not get the job, when he applied for the job 4 years ago or whatever, yeah. he didn't get it. Mm-hmm. But he was saying that that doesn't mean that we are not going to, I'm not going to get it.
Right.
He got it.
4 years later.
4 years later. Yeah. And what the point is that he was trying to make is that, yeah, you could have a dream and this is what you want. And that's what you had your vision set on that. And I didn't get it at the time, but I'm sure he prayed about it.
Mm.
I'm sure God knows, like, okay, I'm going to give it to you because I know you're good at it. I mm-hmm. know you're wonderful at this, and I'm going to give it to you. But right now, maybe your heart is not able to receive that. Mm. So sometimes God works on our heart first. So when we get the gift that we're asking for, we're able to receive it and handle it correctly. You know what I mean?
And that goes to timing, right?
Because timing is
the timing wasn't right for Emmanuel right. Acho four right. years ago, but he didn't stop working hard.
Yeah.
When he didn't get that job, mm-hmm. he auditioned. He didn't get. He kept working. He right. kept putting in the time. Right. He kept going forward, and his perseverance eventually paid off.
Yeah.
Look at this show. We've come a long way since we launched 3 years ago.
Absolutely.
We've had times of doubt. There's been an incredible.
We had a lot of doubt.
Yeah.
yeah.
There's an incredible mm-hmm. amount of work
that
goes into this, and sometimes I have questioned whether it's worth everything that I put into it.
Right.
And I got to tell the listeners out there that every time I get a message from someone who shows how much they appreciate it or they enjoyed hearing the stories from the players and hearing us share our message and hearing us share how we attack things
right.
daily, it really, I sit back, it mm-hmm. encourages me. It inspires me,
absolutely.
And I'm like, yeah, it's worth every bit of it. JT Realmuto's episode last week was
excellent.
Incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so many people. So I got messages from Phillies fans who told me, one, they didn't realize this much about JT, that mm-hmm. this is who he is. I had a guy tell me that he's now opened his Bible.
Oh, my goodness. That's
right?
Amazing. Incredible.
And that was so cool. I had someone else tell me, I listened to the entire episode, and I heard you share, they called it my story, my testimony, but
right.
they're new, they're listening, and like it moved that person.
Wow.
And I was like, wow, this is what it's
this
all
is
about.
What, this is what we
and
did,
we didn't realize this is going to happen 3 years ago. We didn't realize we're going to end up now in 2020 on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yeah.
97.9 ESPN Tallahassee and Positively Different 107.5
right.
Alive. And we're growing and we're going to continue to expand. And our vision is to be on every, I want to be in every state across the country.
Right.
That's my goal.
That's the goal. And you know what? You know what? We'll share this one little thing. You know how many times we wanted to quit completely because we just didn't want to do things
do the work?
Because it was too
hard.
Or
too
like
much.
Or things
too busy.
Were just like slammed in our face or whatever. I mean, I don't want to, people out there like need to know that the struggle is real.
Yeah. We all struggle.
But the funny thing about this, guys, when we put things in God's hands, when we put everything in God's hands, he takes it and does something amazing with it. Like the verse was saying, exceedingly abundantly, above and beyond what we ask for or imagine.
Yeah.
With the show, it's been the same thing. Every time we're on the verge of quitting or every time we're on the verge of saying, all right, that's it. You know, the enemy got us now. We're done.
An enemy attacks all the time.
Attacks really hard.
Yes.
When you're doing something that God wants you to do, he attacks. You're on his radar now. So, but God comes in and just does something miraculous every single time.
That you never expect.
You never expect. That's the exceedingly abundantly be above and beyond every single time.
I love that you picked that verse.
That's my verse. Ephesians 3. Listen, guys. If you don't read anything else in the Bible, read Ephesians. Like, that's just, just read Ephesians, okay? It's amazing.
I mean, the Bible's awesome.
Yeah.
But I love the Gospels,
time,
right? I love the Gospels, and I love everything Paul writes, and Paul wrote the letter to the Ephesians.
Amazing. It's just incredible. It's incredible. So it keeps me going. When it's funny, I have a hard time, I read
Paul,
it.
Because I picked Romans
Paul
8:25.
Is the man, though. Yeah. Paul is the man. I mean.
And if you're new to this, if Paul you're new to man. This show, you're listening for the first time, we're going to, and you don't know the story of Paul.
Okay.
You think for whatever reason that God doesn't love you because of mm-hmm. something you did,
yeah.
something in your past. The story of Paul persecuting Christians, murdering, killing Christians, and yeah. then becoming one of the greatest disciples in the history of the world to mm-hmm. writing all of these books in the New Testament. That should be encouragement. Yeah. That should be inspiration enough for you that no matter where you are in your life, no matter what you've done in your life, mm-hmm. if God can do that to Paul's heart, he can do it to yours too as well. So as we're talking about what yeah. we want, what we need, God provides. He provides what we need.
Yes.
And when what we want aligns with his vision,
exactly,
we're going to get that too.
And you're going to get a whole lot more with that. He yes. gives gifts and he gives baskets, y'all. He'd be giving gift baskets
abundant.
For you. Yeah.
Sometimes you want to get in line 2-3 times, like, hey, you're going to be throwing that some more. Yeah. Come on, keep bringing it. Yeah. Keep bringing it.
He's better than Oprah. Be like, basket for you, basket for you, basket for you. He's good. He's cool.
I love that. I love that because mm-hmm. as we think about this and as we look at all of the obstacles,
yeah.
all of the hurdles, everything that all of us have to endure. Every day is a challenge for all of us, right? Every day is a challenge.
If you have kids, it's every minute.
Especially now when you got kids who, depending on your situation, God ours are being us. Virtually schooled at home. So I go to Jesus. Bed late. Yeah. Now I'm waking up early because I hear them downstairs doing school with you every mm-hmm. day. But every day, you got, and of course, we're also going through a global pandemic where this whole world is inside out, upside down. This country, there's an election year. Politics are making people crazy and hate each other. And all of this stuff is happening. There's always obstacles. There's always hurdles.
Yeah.
But where do you find your peace? And I always talk about that. Where do you find your peace? And for me, the peace comes in knowing Jesus and having that relationship with the Lord and being, I use the word content. Mm-hmm. But I use it carefully because I feel like sometimes if we're content, we become complacent.
Content,
right?
Yes, you have to be careful.
So
content.
I'm content mm-hmm. in my life.
Right.
I'm content because I know I have the Lord and he will provide for me.
Yeah.
But I don't allow myself where I have to fight myself not to become complacent and continue to push ahead. Continue to do more, continue to work harder, continue to strive for more. And as I said a little bit ago, God doesn't just want us to survive.
Yeah.
He wants us to thrive.
Right.
So when we give our max effort and we have every intention of doing whatever it is that we want to do with pure heart, at some point, it may not be today. It may not be tomorrow. It may not be next week. It's going to happen, and you got to believe it.
Right.
You always talk about seeing it.
Right.
Seeing it.
Yes.
You write things out. I don't write anything out. You write out your goals.
You must write it.
You write out your dreams. Mm-hmm. You write out your visions. You cut pictures and post them.
Strange, yes.
but you envision it before it happens.
Yes, and part of that the psychology part of it. Your brain is used to the past. It's comfortable in the past.
Shout
because
out to
it
your
hasn't...
psych degree from Penn State University.
Yeah, whoop, whoop. So it's more
go
like
ahead,
whoop,
you,
whoop,
go
whoop.
Ahead, you can say it. Go ahead, say it. We are.
We are.
Give me a whole heart, like a full one.
We are.
There you go.
Any Penn Staters out there?
Plenty.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, there's
in our listening audience. There. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
except in just, ESPN Tallahassee.
Yeah, tweet at me or something.
Out there, you got Florida State.
Yeah.
Florida Seminole country.
Very cool.
We love you guys too. Jesus loves everybody.
Exactly.
I didn't go to Penn State. I went to Temple and Rutgers for those who don't
That's
know.
True.
So
we only have beef with what, Ohio or something? Ohio State or something
well,
like
you
that?
You do. I don't.
I don't. I don't.
I'm not particularly, well, I'm not particularly fond of
Well, I don't know where we're going with this. You started it.
You get into your psych degree.
Oh, yeah. So I was saying.
You're
all
psychology on me. I'm like, yes.
The brain is comfortable with the past because it has an experience to go back to it. Mm-hmm. So every time you challenge yourself to go out into something that you've never experienced before, with such a success, such as something you've never owned, such as something that you want in life, your brain resists automatically. And it resists because it doesn't have an experience of success with it just yet. So automatically you feel failure. Automatically you feel fear. And you feel like you can't do it. And you feel like, oh, this is beyond me. I can't do it. It's not comfortable. That's just the brain. That's your brain. But your subconscious mind has a completely different idea of what's happening. Your subconscious mind lives in La La Land, per se. Your actual brain does not. Your brain lives in the past or in the here and now. Like right now, I could touch the table. Right now, I could touch my hair, whatever. I have an experience with that. But your subconscious does not. So you have to train your subconscious mind for success. You have to train your subconscious mind for the things you want. You have to train. You have to train yourself. So you have to be familiar. Your brain needs to become familiar with that. So how does it do that? You look at your goals every day. You look at your action steps. You look at the things that you want. You look at the things God wants for you. You look at the Bible. Because the Bible is actually, the Bible doesn't live in the past. It's written in the past, but it doesn't live in the past. The Bible has no limitation. In fact, everything that's in the Bible, we still live it to this day. It's a magical book. It's amazing. So it's everything that he's saying. It's, you can tell, like, it's not written in the past.
Yeah.
So if you read Ephesians again, now to him, he can do, it's still in the future. Although it's written in the past, it's everything is about the future. It's about what's to come. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's why your brain, Jesus was all about that. Train your brain, train your mind, train how you think. It's all about how you think. There's a lot, the word think is written probably like thousands of times. It's mentioned like so many times because it's how you think, you will change your life. If you change how you think, you will change your life. I mean, I can go on for hours.
I love it. I'm sitting here going, I wonder why you don't use all this psychology on me all the time.
Oh, I do. You just don't know. I brainwash you every day.
That's the beauty.
You and the kids.
That's the beauty of it. All right, stay tuned. Up next, you're going to hear a very powerful interview with Emmanuel Acho. This is Faith on the Field Show.
Located in Langhorne, Pennsylvania, just 25 minutes from Philadelphia, Karen University is the right place for students to get a dynamic experience centered on Christ and His Word. Students are equipped professionally, personally, and spiritually, and make an impact on the local community and surrounding cities. Karen is close to everything that matters for future educators, pastors, social workers, entrepreneurs, musicians, and more. See if Karen is the right place for you. Schedule a visit today at karen.edu/visit.
With 33 convenient locations, Heritage's Dairy Stores desire to be your deli of choice. Heritage's full-service delis offer great-tasting products for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The Hera Egg Breakfast Sandwich made with 2 farm-fresh eggs, cheese, and choice meat on a fresh Kaiser roll makes your morning simple. Heritage's famous subs are built on freshly baked Lissio rolls and feature Dietz & Watson premium meats and cheeses freshly sliced anytime. Making lunches at home? Try one of our lunchbox specials, which are sure to please. Heritage's Dairy Stores, our family, your hometown deli.
Hey, this is Jerome Bettis, former running back from the Pittsburgh Steelers, and you're listening to Faith on the Field Show.
Welcome back to Faith on the Field Show. Rob Motti with Remy. I want to take a minute to thank all of our awesome sponsors. Please check them out on our website. Karen University, Heritage's Dairy Stores, Weather Trends 360, California Closets. And if you would like to be a sponsor of our show and our ministry, please reach out to us via email at team@faithonthefieldshow.com. We just heard Emmanuel Acho. So much good stuff in that interview. We can go on and on. We talked about him not getting the job, and then 4 years later. So we talked about the patience, the perseverance in the beginning. I love what he said when I asked him if he could have imagined that his YouTube show, and it's on all social media channels, all of his social media channels, the Uncomfortable Conversation series, if he would have ever imagined 65 million views, and that was just over the first 8 episodes.
Really?
65 million views over the first 8 episodes. No wonder it's going to be a book. He's got a 2-book deal with Oprah. But what he said was the beautiful part is that I couldn't have imagined it. If I could have imagined it, I don't think it would be as special for me. I didn't do this for fame. I didn't do this for followers. I didn't do this for books. I didn't do it for Oprah. He did it to educate because of what happened to George Floyd. So Emmanuel Acho had a reason.
Yeah.
He had purpose. He had a vision.
Yeah.
His motives were pure. They weren't selfish. They weren't about self-promotion. And then look what God did.
And God did abundantly, exceedingly above and beyond what he ever met. He didn't even imagine that part. You know what I mean?
Like we talk about dreaming big. You talk about dreaming big so often.
That should be my middle name. Man. Dreaming big. But you know what, though? Also, Isaiah 60:22. Mm-hmm. I love that verse. The least of you will become a thousand, the smallest, a mighty nation. I am the Lord, and when it is time, I will make it happen. So he's saying, don't think small, because the smallest of you I will make mighty, and the least of you will become a thousand. So don't think what you have in your hand is little. Don't think what you got is little. Don't think the timing is wrong. When it is time, I will multiply it. I will make it bigger. I will make it amazing. I'll make it huge. Because he is the Lord and he will make it happen. You know, in due time, God will make it happen. So we always have to, as he was saying, like, he didn't imagine, he didn't think of it, but the timing was right.
Yeah.
So the Lord made it happen because the motives were right, the timing was right, and God wanted to happen. And that right there is the recipe for great things to happen in God's name.
Amen.
You know? It's Amen. Just the most amazing recipe.
I love it because it exceeded any of his wildest imaginations, but he didn't go into it with these expectations.
That's the fun part.
He went into it going, I have this vision, this urge, I want to do this, and look how it blew up, and look how much I believe it is helping a lot of people. I think a lot of people are looking at that and going, well, I didn't approach it that way. I didn't think about it that way. And I love his answer to when I said about how oftentimes when I see fellow believers have lack of empathy, lack of compassion, and you know, I get fired up about that. And now I pray that I don't want to be upset or angry or judgmental. And he said, sometimes it's from ignorance. You gotta, sometimes it's from ignorance. Sometimes it's people who have never looked outside their bubble,
it's
right?
True.
Sometimes you don't look outside your bubble. And sometimes you don't see what's going on in the world around you. And I just encourage people to, one, always have a heart like Jesus, right? Have a heart like Jesus. You can't go wrong. If you have a loving heart, you have a forgiving heart, you have a compassionate heart, you can't go wrong. The other thing is, and we joked about it earlier, and it's hilarious that he gets three no caller ID calls. And one is Matthew McConaughey. One is Roger Goodell, and one is Oprah Winfrey. Wow. But here's the funny thing, right? God puts people in your life.
Yes.
At that right moment, at that right time.
Absolutely.
So even if we don't imagine it, we can't dream it, we don't envision it, God's already written it.
Yeah.
It will happen. And sometimes it takes a leap of faith.
Yeah.
So I may start answering those. I got a call today, unknown caller.
I mean, if Oprah wants to call, I'm going to answer.
Right?
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Oprah, I've written 7 books, by the way. I would really like an opportunity to publish my next one. I'm no longer under contract with any publishers. Okay, I just thought I'd put that out there. So, Oprah, if you're listening, if you're interested, I got some ideas.
Our
I'm not so sure.
You
know, I don't know about
cool
the time, too. You know? Every time I hear Matthew McConaughey, I just think of the one car commercial.
The Lincoln commercial?
Yes.
He's good at those.
But he's a great actor. Yeah. He's a great actor. And I want to go back and watch that episode. But it's funny how the relationship then changes. See, God puts people in your life, right? And Emmanuel Acho goes from being – he played special teams in the NFL. He played 3-4 years, not – I think he started 2 games with the Eagles his last season. He didn't have a big-time NFL career. But look at him now, right? It doesn't – you don't have to be the greatest at what you do for God to use you. for God to give you a platform. He used the career that he had in the NFL, and it, I don't want to diminish that. It's not easy to get to the NFL.
Like the ultimate dream.
Yeah, it's not easy to get to the NFL. Oh my gosh, he wasn't a Hall of Fame player. He's a Hall of Fame person. He's a guy who's done an incredible right now, incredible work, and continues to do that. But God uses everything, and he takes you right where you are when you make yourself available. And he made himself available.
And keep going and never stop. I mean, he could have stopped at just being a football player. Yeah. He could have stopped at just being...
Look what I accomplished.
This is great. Fantastic. Life is good. But he kept going. He pursued a bigger vision. He pursued something that actually moved him. See, I'm a believer that we're all born with this purpose inside of us to change something in this world. There's something that moves you because some people listen to news and they pass it. It doesn't touch their hearts. Some people listen to a specific news and it just makes their blood boil. And the reason why it made your blood boil is because you have something that's tied to that purpose. So, for example, me, I think, you know, trafficking and all that, I'm not going to get into it, but that makes my blood boil.
At some point, we got to do a show on that because there's a lot of players who really, Trey Burton, who was on the show before, Watson, who was on the play before they do, on the show before they do a lot. Yeah, so we
and
will
the
do
way,
that again.
The way it ticks you like that,
yeah,
that's actually the purpose of God in you trying to move you to do something for that purpose, to do something about, because he put us on this earth to do something. To help people.
We're here to serve.
To serve a specific reason.
To serve.
Yeah, there's people that care so much about animals. There's people that care so much about equality. There's people that care about trafficking. There's people that care about different environments.
And we need that, right? We need people to have different visions, dreams, different
goals.
We're
tied to a purpose in life. And the reason why you're tied to that purpose is because God puts you on this earth for this purpose.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that your first career is going to be that purpose. It just means that somehow God is going to put people in your life to move you to that purpose. Somehow, some way, shape, or form, he's going to do it. He wants a willing heart. That's all he wants, a willing heart. It doesn't matter what path you take. As long as your heart is willing, he's going to move you, put people in your path. He's going to do something, shake mountains, move mountains for you to get to that purpose. It's an incredible thing if you just surrender your heart and just say, God, use me and show me the way and show me what my purpose is, because that's all I want to do.
I love talking about purpose.
Yeah, me too.
We can do entire episodes about purpose. Yeah, I did a commencement speech that centered on purpose and passion and perseverance and patience and all of that. There is so much that we can accomplish if, like you said, you surrender, you have a willing heart, you attack it, you go for it, you're patient, you don't give up, like Emmanuel Acho didn't give up, and then you will. Eventually, it'll happen. It'll happen for you. I want to thank Emmanuel Acho for being our guest this week. An incredible interview. Really enjoyed that conversation. Also, big thanks to Doug Horton, our EVP of Business Operations, for all the great work he does. Also, a huge thank you to Pastor Scott Foreman. He gets our excellent job he does with our website, with our podcast, and getting everything up there for us and taking care of everything. Thank you to 97.5 The Fanatic Philadelphia, 107.5 Alive, and all of our new listeners on 97.9 ESPN Tallahassee. We're grateful to those stations for airing Faith on the Field show. For Remy, I'm Rob Motti, reminding you, make a difference. Be a blessing.